We are all unique, and how each of us moves through life by working with the unseen, spiritual parts of us looks different. If one way you access support is through books, and you haven't tried the Soulquake Survival Guide yet, today's a great day to try it before you buy it. Head to the show notes where I have a link for you to receive a free PDF of the first chapter. Enjoy the first chapter, and if you love it, you can find it on Amazon worldwide in paperback, audio, and ebook. Your journey matters, my friend, and reviving your connection to spirit in earth-shaking times can be a game changer. Welcome to Enthusiastically Spiritual, where we share spiritual truths, spiritual stories, and spiritual tips to give you insights and a bigger picture for your spiritual journey. Hi, I'm Teresa Shantz, and I'm a spiritual seeker and enthusiast who through my life has had my cup filled up with some fun and dynamic spiritual knowledge and experiences that I'll be sharing in each episode. Join me as I dive in deep into spiritual topics and deliver them in a compact mini morsel bite to satisfy your spiritual sweet tooth starting now. Hi, welcome to another episode of Enthusiastically Spiritual. I'm your host, Teresa. And today I am super excited because we are going to be tapping into some dynamic magnetism with an amazing guest I have named Halai Farouk. And let me tell you a little bit about her. She is a feminine spirituality coach, and she currently works with female entrepreneurs, coaches, healers, and women who are ready to fully claim their authentic power, and also who are ready to move away from the hustle and naturally attract more love and abundance into their lives. And I mean, who doesn't want that? So welcome.
Thank you so much. I feel so good to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, Halai. I'm so glad you're here.
Yes, thanks so much, Teresa. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Well, let's dive into it because, you know, unique feminine magnetism. We can all use more of that in our life. So share with me, how did that come about in your life and how do you share it with others?
Yeah, so it's always like you're really good. You teach what you are horrible at or everything you needed to work on. So that's why I'm so good at what I do, because I know what it feels like to be on the other end of it. I came from the corporate world, which, you know, I'm grateful for the path that I had and the hustle that I gained, but I realized that wasn't ultimately what was going to give me the success in this life. You know, putting myself through extensive hours and doing all the right things, checking off the boxes, just doing everything as I should have been doing it, led to just this empty feeling inside. And ultimately, so much anxiety and just a disconnection from my authentic self that no matter how much success I achieved and how many landmarks I got to, it was still nothing. It still felt like that something is so missing. Like I'm not really present with this experience. So when I found more of the feminine spirituality side, where it's in essence of attracting from a place of love. When you are in such a deep vibration of your own love, you have opportunities, relationships, abundance that literally shows up at your doorstep because you are exuding love. And it's like everything wants to be around you because you have this super magnetic, super attractive energy. So yeah, it's just such a much more fun and natural way of showing up in the world.
Oh, I love that. And so I know that a lot of people are stuck in these corporate jobs. And they are lacking that feminine magnetism and really getting what they want out of life. And I know within your journey, you took some different routes and you went over to Bali and you were there for a while. So tell a little about that.
Oh my gosh. Bali is like my Disneyland. And I remember thinking like, you can't live in Disneyland. It's too perfect. But it really is an incredible place if you're feeling called to it. It's very spiritual, has a lot of feminine energy. And Bali is known for, and people that live there, they always bring it up. When you're there, you will experience every emotion to the extreme. The highs are freaking high and the lows are very low. So it's this so much depth that you go through, but it's such a richness in your existence. And that taught me so much. I'm so blessed to have had that experience because truly I seek that. I want to experience like the fear of the high, high and the low, low, because that's what makes us so much more alive. And I crave it. You know, numbness, there's nothing really worse than feeling numb and just kind of operating off autopilot. So Bali has all the spiritual things that you could ever desire, because there's so many routes, which I'm sure you know, and you'll find your thing when you're in that environment.
Right. And so I was in Bali back in February. I was in Bali and Lombok. So I do know that that energy there is magical. And there's a lot of different components to it, because like you're in the city and it's like crazy, but then you get out in the rural areas and it's so spiritual. But the whole place just has that amazing energy that's just, it's rocking there for sure. So it is a great place to explore if you're definitely, you know, exploring yourself and spirituality and where you want to go in life. And so I completely agree with you. It's a magical place.
Absolutely. And it's interesting. I feel like Bali like calls you, like summons people at just the right time in your life. And so if that pull is there, there's probably an answer that's waiting for you.
Definitely. So you went from the corporate into now doing your own coaching. So tell me a little about that journey.
So when I was in corporate, I actually left my corporate job, went to travel, and I was like, all right, I'm going to find my thing, find my purpose. I didn't. And what I did find was that I didn't want to be like suffering anymore. I didn't want to be just hustling. So I actually went back to a corporate job thinking, okay, this is different. I'm going to like this better. I'm working in education. I'm working with students. And I still hated it. So I started doing a network marketing business, which was centered around health and wellness, which was an initial passion of mine in university. But through that, I found that ultimately the spiritual connection and the mental connection that we have with ourselves is everything. It doesn't matter what you eat and how much you work out and all the little physical things that you're doing. If internally you're not in a place of true self-worth, it's still going to manifest into physical ailments, and you're going to stay in this same unhealthy pattern no matter what. And that's how I moved into coaching. So I found myself drawn to neuro-linguistic programming. So I was certified through that type of life coaching program and did that in conjunction with my corporate job for about a year, until I finally was like, all right, I'm not fully ready, but I'm ready enough to say, this is my everything. I want to make it happen. So I did it. I took a risk. I quit my job. I had saved just enough money to kind of make it through for a few months and slowly built up my business. And I did a lot of that in Bali too, which is great that I had that environment of other entrepreneurs who are in that same sort of energy.
So you work one-on-one with people, or do you work in groups, or how does that work?
Both. So my favorite is one-on-one. Like I love just the transformation, how much deeper we can go. I do have courses that are pre-recorded that people can do. Sometimes I do live courses with like group women's circles, which I really love, because that is just like a level of vulnerability that people find in that space is really shocking. You think that you're not going to open up with others, but a lot comes out. So yeah, those are the three different ways that I work with people.
Well, that's exciting. And so for yourself, so where are you at with your spirituality and the enthusiasm that you have? Where are you at in your life right now? Because we've been through a lot lately. I mean, 2020 was crazy.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I feel like I've learned so much even just this year in 2020. You always think like, all right, I'm about to reach a plateau. I'm comfortable. And as soon as you get comfy, something happens. Either you take the jump or something kind of crumbles so that you can sink in and go a little bit deeper. So yeah, 2020 was a big year for me. I worked with two different coaches myself. So I always have a coach that I work with, and you know, I go into the experience of the coach thinking, all right, well, we'll see what happens. I feel drawn to getting that support, but I may or may not have a specific intention. And oh my gosh, like things arise and new versions of me are born. And it feels like every week I don't resonate with the last week version of me, because I'm like, oh, I've grown so much more than who I was last week and who I was a month ago. And I love that. I love that it's always like big strides are happening.
Yeah. And I feel that, well, obviously every day is a new day to change. And change is constant. There's no way we're going to get around it. It's just one of these things that just keeps on going. And, you know, 2020 and then now moving into 2021, it's, and obviously the next 10 years are going to be massive changes for all of us. So it's really embracing that. It sounds to me like you are embracing that.
Oh, yeah.
And that awareness through, you know, who you are and what you're offering. So tell me about, or give me one key word about how enthusiastic and what you would call what you're doing for people, like just one key word that resonates with you.
I think the word that's coming up for me is just like this this like unfolding, like unraveling is kind of coming to me, because what I do is not adding to anybody. I'm not giving you anything or advice. That's not the work that I do. It's like pulling it out of you. It's like, oh, it's all in there. Like let's dig in, let's tease it apart, let's unravel all that's there. And as you pull apart, it's like the person and this soul just shines brighter and brighter, and their impact extends even further. And it's so cool that I get to see that before me, that people show up with all these walls, but it's like, all right, let's just dig through and see what's there. So yeah, it's like this pulling apart and unraveling that I think is really beautiful.
Yeah. And I mean, I believe that we all have in us everything we need. So it's just how to tap into that, how to unearth it. And that's where a coach comes in, or where a spiritual leader comes in, or someone that comes in that can really help people gain that access that they already have inside of them.
Yeah, it's already in there. And as soon as you believe that, that's when it starts to show up. But sometimes people don't recognize that right away. So one of the first steps is just knowing, like, I already have all the answers. I don't need to go anywhere to get it. I just need to go back inside a little bit more.
And trusting and believing. So you deal a lot with the feminine magnetism. What about the masculine magnetism? Because I believe we have a good balance inside of us, or there are aspects of us that can balance that out. So we have that masculine and that feminine. So how do you work with that with people?
So I do some work with relationships and understanding how to show up in a relationship. So there is that polarity. So the feminine is magnetic. So she is receiving through her own energy. The masculine actually is giving. He is penetrating. He is releasing. He is showing up in the world. So it's actually contrasting energy, which is why it works, which is why we have this beautiful dynamic with each other, is because we're so opposite. But not to the point that, oh, I'm incapable of doing what you're doing, but harnessing what you're good at, harnessing like your intuitive knowing and allowing things to show up in your life, because the feminine, she can get whatever she wants. As long as she is in vibration of her authentic self, of her soul truth, everything shows up. And the masculine has this power to do anything, to create whatever he wants, to stay focused on his vision and actually see it through fruition. So the two together, when they're coupled, they can actually create massive impact. Like her intuitive knowing and his ability to produce and hold on to that vision together is ultimately what creates success. So you can find that within yourself, both energies within, and you can find it within your relationship and allow yourself to do the dance between the masculine and the feminine.
Right, right. Yeah, and I know a couple of years back, I found my soulmate. So I have done a lot of my own inner work and with the masculine and the feminine. And then I really called him in. I was ready for him. And I know you do some, I mean, the relationship work that you do, that is a big part of it, is calling in, being in a place where you're ready for that to come into your life. Do you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. You're so right. You have to be ready, because it doesn't just show up by chance. You're not just lucky. You were so ready in that moment that you could receive that type of love, that you could be a match for that type of power and not be intimidated or taken over by it. You were equally strong within yourself, and that way you could attract a healthy soulmate. So yeah, it's kind of beautiful to think about that you guys were both getting ready for each other for all this time. Like both of you were doing work on each other individually in separate parts of the universe until finally you're a perfect match. So I think that's a beautiful way to see it.
Yeah. And I think that's the most challenging thing for people to understand, is that it really starts from you. Like if you're not okay with who you are, or at a place where you can be receptive to having someone else come in and, you know, be a part of your life and share your, you know, what's going on with you, it's really not going to happen. You have to be at a certain place, or, well, I mean, it can happen, but to have the most supportive, you know, I mean, I guess in my spiritual work, I know people that really want to have another spiritual partner with them. And that takes work. That really means you have to really be in a place where, you know, you've done some of that back work. And for my soulmate and I, Tom, we were waiting a couple lifetimes to reconnect. So we've done work for several lifetimes, and then now is the time when, okay, now we can come back together and really do the work that we're here to do together in our spiritual life. So, but getting people to understand that, you know, it's like, oh, it's not as easy as just calling in this person or that person. Like, no, you really have to do the work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You got to be ready for it. Otherwise, you know, Tom could have shown up and you could have not recognized that love. If you're not in that place, you just, it walks right past you. So it's like you had that inner detector that said, oh, this is it. This is exactly what I was calling in, because I know that within myself. I recognize that feeling within myself.
Definitely. 100% agree. So tell me about where people can find you and how can they work with you?
So I am most active on Instagram. That's where you'll see me on my stories, my posts. I try to just share everything from what I have to teach to what's going on in my life. So yeah, connect with me on there. You will see the application for one-on-one coaching available there, the course bundles if you want to just take it slow and do some work on your own. And then I've also released an option to do a mini session. So if you just have a question, it's like a burning desire, like I need support with this specific, you know, situation in my life, this relationship question, whatever that might be, you can send it over. I actually have this new mini coaching session option. So yeah, those are a couple of different options to connect, or just send me a DM and say, hey, that's always nice.
Say, hey, what's going on? Need some assistance. Awesome.
Yeah. Well,
it's been a pleasure having you on today for this mini morsel episode. And I know that my listeners are going to love connecting with you and checking you out on Instagram and really kind of getting connected with your energy and all that you have to offer, because you really are on fire and have a lot to offer the world. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you, Teresa. I so appreciate it. It was really fun.
What a fun episode that was. And I'll have the link in the show notes how to connect with Halai on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And just remember that life is too short to not be enthusiastic about your unique journey.
Believe it or not, when you arrived back for another life, you were enthusiastic to be here. If you've lost that enthusiastic feeling, well, there's a way to reawaken it. It's by embracing a bigger spiritual picture of your life as a soul and igniting the feeling of spiritual freedom within. So if you are ready and needing some more enthusiastic mojo for your life, follow the link in the show notes where you can access a free video series created by the Wayshowers College and start recapturing the enthusiasm you have within for your unique journey.